you know me, I know it's true. She said I wanna be happy.
Oh, hey, this is DJ Freak and welcome to Oval Hour. Pulling the rat back straight from the White House on Wednesday 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. at radio.dominican.edu. Thanks for tuning in today, where we'll be discussing two presidents, Franklin D. Roosevelt and Harry Truman. Today, I have multiple guests. My first guest is the fantastic DJ Scout with her prospective student.
My name's Tressa.
Hello, Tressa.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm pretty good. Why did you choose to apply to Dominican?
I'd say it started like a year ago, kind of by mistake. Like my senior friends, I'll explain. My senior friends, like before they went to college, they wanted to go tour Dominican, and they took me along because they're like, oh, well, we need a junior to come with us. I mean, why not come? So I kind of came just like out of a whim, and I ended up really liking the school because I want to go into communications.
And woo!
Yeah. And like I noticed that they had a sports media program. So I was like, all right, let me check it out. And I don't know, I ended up really getting a lot out of the experience. Oddly enough, my senior friends did not. They were like, this school's so lame. But I actually got a lot out of the school. And so it's kind of always been like on like my list of schools to apply to. I mean, I had other big schools in mind. Like today, I just got into Cal Poly SLO. So I was like really excited about this. But then cool. I came here and then I just was reminded of why I really liked this school, because it is a smaller school, and I don't know, it's a really good community here, and they really encourage you to be your weird, awesome self, and just really...
That's for sure.
Yeah, just see where, you know, like, they could, like, reach your potential, and you could do almost anything, so overall, I applied here because I could see myself being here. I was really happy when they offered me the, their biggest merit scholarship, which equates to like a half ride. So that helps too, but no, I'm really happy that a school actually cares about my interests.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you're on the radio and you want to be a future communications major.
Yeah. No, this is awesome. I like it.
I'm so excited you're excited to be here today.
Thank
I'm
you.
Also excited that DJ Scout is your host.
Because hey there.
Hey.
I love DJ Scout. She is awesome.
She is awesome.
I'm kind of cool.
Just a little.
Like just 50, a little.
Just a little.
It's awesome that both you guys wanted to be on my show. Some people, I mean, don't really like talking about history. They're not.
I mean, I absolutely love Franklin Roosevelt. He's kind of my idol for life. I'm hoping to get polio one day so that I can be just like him.
What do you like presidents? I don't think I ever asked you before you came on if, yeah, like, hey, do you like presidents?
I mean, Kennedy was cool.
Kennedy.
Yeah. I mean, presidents, they can be really awesome.
What about FDR?
Ooh, FDR. Only thing we have to fear is fear yourself. I mean, that's straight up gold.
That's beautiful.
It's
that's some history facts. Some people would be like, who said that? And
he's a beautiful man.
It wasn't FDR, it was Tressa.
Obviously.
Listen to my radio show. It's not FDR. It's you've been fooled your whole life.
It's an 18-year-old girl, you guys.
It's so true. So today we're going to be talking about FDR. He is one of my favorite presidents. I really like the Roosevelts. TR and FDR are one of my favorites. Both of them.
Two of your favorites.
Two of my favorites. Thank you. What if they were one person? We just don't know it.
Have you ever seen them at the same time?
Exactly. We don't even know. Like, maybe he was just like, ooh, I can't have too many people knowing that I was here in the future. So, maybe. So a little about FDR. He was the 32nd president of the United States. He won a record 4 elections and served from March 1933 to his death in April 1945. He was an important person during the Great Depression in America and World War II. In his first 100 days in office, supposedly, FDR tackled the economic depression with his new domestic platform called the New Deal, which consisted of a variety of programs designated to produce relief, recovery, and reform.
How interesting.
I remember learning this in class, U.S. history.
A push
for the win.
Yeah.
I didn't take A push. I was like, ooh, I really like history, but I don't like it that much that I want to write a billion essays. Maybe about FDR.
I could write a lot of essays about FDR. Mostly just how much I love him, but, you know.
It makes sense. So during World War II, the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941. And after the attack, FDR declared war on Imperial Japan and Nazi Germany. He supervised the mobilization of the U.S. economy to support the Allied war effort and worked closely with other allies leaders such as British Prime Minister Winston Churchill and Soviet leader Joseph Stalin to help defeat Nazi Germany and fascist Italy and Imperial Japan, which he sadly didn't get to see because he died, sadly. I mean, he's a pretty cool president. So that's a little about FDR. And I have some facts, some fun facts that all three of us are going to read. And
I'm just going to alternate here while we do it.
It's going to be awesome. I love fun facts. I found this whole page, literally, just about facts about him. Like, I've done a lot of fact things where I'm just like, oh, I'm going to pull a bunch of facts about presidents, which is my show. But some presidents have, like, no facts whatsoever. Like, they'll have a couple, like, he was the tallest president, Abe Lincoln. But like,
wait, I thought it was me. I thought I was the tallest president.
You are.
Oh, okay, good. I forgot.
That wasn't a real fact. That was fake. That was for sure fake.
Got it. Good.
So, but I found this fact page, and the first fact was like, it was like born height, weight, complexion, hair, eyes, and voice, shirt size, hat size, shoe size. These are like some detailed facts about
him. It's for people who want to, I think, impersonate him. And they want to know, they want to be the right height, they want to have the right voice, things like that. I think that's what they're going for.
It's what they don't teach you in history classes. It's
exactly.
Like what you really need to know.
You don't need to know what you learned in history class. You want to know how to be these people.
Exactly.
You got to write like an essay about his hat size. Like, it seems important. Like, his hat size might have affected the way he ran his country, our country. Let's be realistic.
All right, you want to read these facts?
Yes, let's go.
How's the order going to be?
So I'll do born.
Okay.
She'll do height.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so he was born January 30th, 1882 at 9 p.m., weighing 10 pounds.
That's a big baby. Jesus.
Height, 6'2".
That's a good height.
Am I right?
I'm kind of close to that height. All right, weight, he was approximately 182 pounds. Probably all muscle.
Probably.
Not the legs.
No, definitely
skip
not.
Skip leg day.
He skipped leg day.
Someone skipped leg day.
Maybe because of his polio, but probably not.
It's an exception.
Nah.
His complexion, he was fair to Rudy.
Ruddy.
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 You. Which means red and reddish, which is the same thing. I just said the same thing. I find that actually really weird that they have that on there. His complexion is fair.
What do you think it says for Obama? Fair to Ruddy.
I think that one's fair to Rudy.
Really. All right, continue.
Hair, brown, heck yeah, twinning.
Yeah.
Wait, I have brown hair.
We're basically FDR.
This is about me. His eyes were grayish blue.
Okay, guys, are you ready for this one? This one is probably the most interesting. His voice. His voice was a tenor.
Wait. Whoa. Like a tenor saxophone?
Yes, he literally did not speak. Ever. He just played his saxophone.
I knew it.
It was for sure just him playing a saxophone.
That makes a lot of sense now.
Shirt size, 16 3/4 neck, 35 sleeve.
So now
you interpret that.
You can basically go to his grave, and if you want to, you can go buy him a shirt now.
You could redress him.
Yeah.
Give him a plain white tee.
Oh, I got the best one. I got hat size, 7 3/8. That's kind of small, isn't it?
I don't know.
I don't really understand hat sizes too well, but I think that's a relatively small hat size.
I think so, because I see those people that wear their hats and they keep like
the tags on them. The stickers. The ones right on the brim.
And they tell you what they are. And I see most people have eights. So, I mean, maybe it's below average. Maybe.
What does that tell us? You know what they say about guys with small hat sizes.
I don't know.
I don't know what they say either.
Small feet? I don't know.
You're probably right.
Probably, you know.
I thought it was like...
It's the polio.
Oh, poor dude. Okay, his shoe size is a size 12.
I take that back.
I take it back, too. I'm a size 6 on a good day.
on a good day. Wonder where he went to buy his shoes. Do you think there's like a part in the White House like specialized just for making presidents' shoes?
I wouldn't even be surprised by that. One of the presidents had a new bathtub made specifically for him.
That's, I can't even, that's awesome. I want to own my own bathroom.
Well, he was too big for the other bathtubs.
Yeah. Taft, what are you going to do? He needed his own tub. So another, this page, I'm serious. Like the facts on here are ridiculous. They're like so detailed.
I'll read the questions. You want to answer them for me?
Yes.
All right. How did the Roosevelt and Delano families make their money?
The Roosevelt family was New York-based and involved in commerce, banking, and insurance, shipping, building, and seafaring, urban real estate, and landholding. Although a lawyer by trading, James Roosevelt's interests were in business, where he was a respected figure in the field of finance, transportation, and philanthropy. I can't say that word ever. It's Did what? The Delanos were a New England seafaring and mercantile family. FDR's maternal grandmother, Warren Delano II, was in the China trade, in which he made and lost several fortunes. That's like a really detailed, like, that's going right into his family history. So, that was pretty good. And we're going to take a quick break after discussing FDR, and we'll come back to some fun facts with our guest, DJ Scout, and Teresa. This is radio.dominican.edu.
I just met you just the other day. Everything started flowing my way. I just love you for yourself. I don't want nobody. Yeah. Yeah, lay it down.
Lay it down.
Oh, yeah.
Let it go.
Oh, baby.
Fall in love.
Put your head on the floor. Whoa,
lay it down. Lay it down. Let it go.
Get on out of here.
Fall in love.
Hey, one more thing. Your love. A wonder to me. I just love you. Really, I would really love you for free. All I wanna do, all I wanna do, all I do, I don't want you to change your mind. Hey, I love you, baby. Yeah. You see, I love you for myself and everything I need. Everything I need. Ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah. Ever since I started holding your hand, I never seen such a smiling man. Yeah, you made me happy, baby. When I see you, I wanna love you more and more and more.
Lay it down, let it go.
You better lay it down, lay your body.
Lay it down, let it go.
is my little country cutie. She's the reason I believe God made blue.
Welcome back to Oval Hour with DJ Freak and my guest, DJ Scout.
What up?
And Teresa.
Hey.
Before the break, we were discussing about FDR. One of our, I can say our favorites now, right? It's all our favorites at this point?
Yeah, it's my favorite.
Exactly. Option two, agree.
Yeah. And we had some, a little brief doubt of FDR. And we had a little fun fact, like detailed fun facts, like his hat size. And now we're back to do some trivia. Oh, no, we're not going to do trivia yet. I like trivia. I was getting ahead of the game. We're going to keep doing some questions about FDR.
All right.
Sounds good.
Was FDR an only child?
FDR was the only child of James Roosevelt and his second wife, Sarah Delano. Franklin had an older half-brother, James Roosevelt, 1854 to 1927, born to his father and his first wife, Rebecca Howland, who died in 1876.
Only child. Maybe that says something. I'm not an only child.
I'm not an only child.
Are you an only child?
I am an only child.
So
maybe you'll be the next FDR.
I mean,
maybe.
You have the same traits. You're an only child.
And you guys have brown hair.
But we don't have the same shoe size.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Do you have half a shoe size? Or are you six?
I'm like a size 9.
Oh.
Getting there.
Maybe. Maybe not.
All right. When did FDR's father die?
James Roosevelt was born in 1828 and died on December 8, 1900 in New York City at the age of 72. Franklin was 18 and a freshman at Harvard College. Harvard College, that's prestigious. That's pretty good. It's a little sad.
I mean,
it's no Dominican.
Oh yeah, what up?
Hey,
she knows what's up. When did FDR's mother die? We might as well get both sides, you know. We don't want to keep one out.
All right. Sarah Delano Roosevelt was born 1854 and died September 7th, 1941 at the family home Springwood in Hyde Park, New York, at the age 87. Franklin died less than 4 years later. Wow. At least he got to outlive his parents, right? We know he died way too young, but he outlived someone.
I mean, at least he had his mother. I mean,
yeah,
his
no
father,
parent should watch their child die.
Yeah, it's kind of
this
sad.
This is sad. All right, let's go to the next question.
Let's go to the next one that's not, you know, too sad.
Hopefully.
Hopefully not.
Is it about his dog?
Ooh, I love his dog. But we'll get to that one, I promise. I love hobbies, and I like knowing what presidents' hobbies are, because sometimes they're the weirdest things on earth. Like, if I was a president, like, I'd be like, my hobby is collecting rocks.
And which one was the one that had a crocodile in the house?
I feel like that's Andrew Jackson, but that is so wrong. I'm pretty sure that's
I
not
feel
right.
Like he would have a crocodile,
but it's like,
pet though.
Think about it. Andrew Jackson probably had a crocodile or an alligator.
Yeah, he just kept it a secret. Okay, continue. Next question.
What lifelong hobby did FDR pursue? This is a hard one.
Let's see. Stamp collecting.
Who
you guys into stamp collecting?
No. My mom was. I think she stopped doing it.
She might be FDR.
I collected quarters. That was pretty exciting.
There you go.
I did too.
Anyway, it was one of FDR's lifelong hobbies. His interest began when he was 8 years old and his mother passed her collection on to him. He enjoyed stamps, he said, because of their link with geography and history, not for their intrinsic value. While recovering from polio, he spent many bedridden hours arranging and annotating thousands of specimens. As president, there was scarcely a day where he did not spend some time with his collection. Well, I mean, with polio, you gotta do something.
Aww. I mean, really? What else was he gonna do?
I mean,
is it ever too soon to talk about, to joke about FDR's polio?
I don't think it's ever too soon. Yeah. I think they were joking about his polio while he was still alive doing his stamps.
Ugh, rude. He's a cool dude. I mean, he fought through polio. That must have made him
ooh,
like...
are these like speed notes we're going to go through?
Yeah, these are
all right.
What were FDR's favorite things.
The raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens.
How did you know? I really kind of want to sing it in that, but I don't
ready?
Know if I can do it.
These are a few of his favorite things.
Authors.
He enjoyed Rudyard Kipling, Charles Dickens, and Mark Twain. Okay, we're done.
Yeah, that's
we tried.
That's the far... farthest we can go.
His we tried.
But these are some weird favorite things. His favorite Bible passage is St. Paul's epistle to the Corinthians, 13th chapter.
Like, his favorite cake was fruit cake.
His favorite color is blue. That's my favorite color. That's my absolute favorite color.
All right.
It's all right, I guess.
Favorite dish is scrambled eggs and fish chowder. Fishing rod. No one cares about that. Favorite fruit, orange. Same.
I can't eat oranges.
Historical hero, John Paul Jones.
I don't know.
Wait, John Paul Jones, the bass player for Led Zeppelin?
That's what I was thinking.
I know.
I'm assuming that's what he meant.
I mean, that's like a little too ahead in the future, but I mean.
Maybe he wasn't talking about the bass player. He's talking about him as a recorder player.
Probably.
That recorder, choir, and stairway.
Ooh, that's what's up.
I think that's right. I'm pretty sure that's right.
I think that's right.
His favorite sports were swimming, sailing, and fishing.
Water. He would really like water. Those
sports.
Yeah. Ooh, favorite. Last one. Favorite sandwiches: hot dogs and toasted cheese.
Oh, that sounds.
That's
good.
Exotic.
I'm so hungry right now.
That's beautiful. Oh, you didn't do his favorite sermon. Like, who doesn't want to know what his favorite sermon is? Like, when you're at church.
His favorite song, Lexi, was "Home on the Range."
Home. Oh, that's so.
Home on the range. Where the deer and the antelope play.
He has a lot of favorite songs. Good, guys. They're very.
We should join a choir, you guys.
Wild Irish Rose.
We should.
That sounds really. These are all patriotic. Yellow Rose of Texas. I think I know that song. It's just. It's like in my head right now, and I'm singing it to myself.
I'm just thinking America, you guys.
His favorite sermon, though, guys, is Robert Louis Stevenson's A Christmas Sermon.
I mean, it had to be a Christmas one. Who likes the, like, Hanukkah ones?
I mean, he's probably pretty religious based on this. It gave us his
but
favorite...
But is he Jewish?
I don't think so.
I mean, he could be.
Okay, we got to the dogs one because you brought it up earlier. Oh, what dogs exciting. Did FDR have? This might be important because I know when Obama said what kind of dog he had, it's a water dog, right? It's a
Portuguese water dog.
Wow, you knew the answer.
Portuguese water dog.
Thanks.
I think its name is like Aqua or something. It's like something weird.
It was like Bo or something.
Bowie.
I don't know how I know this. Don't
but
ask.
I think it's important to know because once he said what kind of dog he was getting, I'm pretty sure a surge of people started getting that dog.
I would have.
I mean,
is it cute?
It's like fluffy looking. It doesn't have fur. It has hair because I think one of the daughters is allergic to dogs.
What are their names? Sasha and...
Misha?
Malia.
She knows what's up.
I know Obama.
Look at this girl. She knows.
She knows.
If it was Obama today, she'd have all the answers.
Well,
let's talk about his FDR's dogs. That's what we're doing today. Reared on a country estate, FDR grew up with a succession of dogs. They included a white spitz, a red setter, a St. Bernard, and a Newfoundland.
Those are some... fancy dogs.
That's a little Canadian, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure that's Canadian.
Wow. Yeah. I guess he hates America.
That's for sure.
That's why he died.
Of polio.
Because
he hates America.
Oh.
That's for sure. His dogs are really expensive.
I mean, are you surprised by that? He was the president.
On their honeymoon, Franklin and Eleanor brought the first of their Scottish terriers, Duffy. The Roosevelts bought an Irish settler and an aging Scottie named Maggie, into the government mansion in Albany, New York, and then Maggie and a German Shepherd to the White House. Before the first year was over, the German Shepherd broke his foot and Maggie bit a senator. The President and Miss Roosevelt decided that they did not have the time to enjoy their pets in the White House.
Was the senator a Republican? Because he probably deserved it if that's the case.
Probably. The dog could tell the difference between people. He was like, grr, I don't like you, grr.
You know, why aren't we talking about Eleanor Roosevelt? She's the true hero of American history.
That's for sure.
I kind of love her, and I think she's an outstanding woman. Even though she looked like a man, she was amazing.
Do you want to know his most famous dog? Famous?
I would love to know his most famous dog.
Fafla.
Was that the one that was in the movie Annie?
Maybe. Wait,
yeah.
I think it's called Fala. Fala? I'm pretty sure it's Fala.
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 Fala Hill.
Sometimes I wish that I could go and look up, just like take a picture of the word and it tell me how to say it. It'd be
Would you
so
like to
convenient.
Tell me? Who was Fala?
He was a Scottish Terrier born on April 7th, 1940. That's really detailed that they know when the dog was born. I have no clue when my dog was born. and given to FDR by Mrs. Augustus Kellogg of Westport, Connecticut, through FDR's cousin, Margaret Suckley.
Oh, well, wait. Was Falla's full name Murray the Outlaw of Falla Hill?
Yes. How'd you know that?
I just knew that. I don't know why.
That's pretty good.
One of those weird facts that I just know.
And he was basically the president's, like, constant companion. And
That's exactly how I was going to describe him. Constant companion.
Constant. There's no, he was always there, either whether it was by his crutches or wheelchair, he's right there. He was pulling him, if anything. It makes sense.
That makes sense. You know, I would figure that he would have someone pulling him around in his wheelchair rather than pushing. So he would have an adorable little terrier push him, right?
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Like a sled dog, but you adorable.
You have the privilege of having any animal you want. You'd want it to pull you around.
Oh my god, I'm imagining this dog. I need to see pictures of it. It sounds adorable.
I want to see pictures later. Are you guys ready for some trivia, though? Are you guys?
Oh, we're not doing that after the break?
You want to do break first so people can get a rest and they can
think trivia about all these great things they've learned?
Yeah, and think about what trivia I could potentially say? I think so.
Well, let's let Tressa do. Tressa, would you like to do a quick tag on the station? There's up on that board. Just take a look and read whichever one you'd like.
Sure. This is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
You're listening with DJ Scout, DJ Freak, and this Tressa. Is Oval Hour.
Woo.
Not
woo.
If you really want to taste some cool success, get it under play guitar. Play guitar! You know, you can't touch that stuff without money or a brand new car. Let me give you some good advice, young man. You better learn to play guitar. Play guitar!
Calculation. Dropping glasses just to hear them break. You've been drinking like the world was gonna end. It's took a shiner from a fist of your best friend. It's clear that someone's gotta go. We mean it, but I promise we're not mean. And the cry goes out. They lose their minds for us and how it plays out. And now we're in the ring and we're coming for blood.
try and take us. But with the gladiators, everyone a rager. But secretly the savior. Glory and gore go hand in hand. That's why we're making headlines. You could try and take us. But victory's contagious. Kid in every way but one. God knows we like archaic kinds of fun. Chance is the only game I play with, baby. We let our battles choose us. And the cry goes out. They lose their minds for us and how it plays out. And now we're in the ring and we're coming for blood. You could try and take us. The gladiators, everyone a rager, but secretly the savior. Glory and gore go hand in hand. That's why we're making headlines. You could try and take us, but victory's contagious. No one around here is good at keeping their eyes closed. The sun's starting to light up when we're walking home. Tired little laughs, gold light promises. We'll always win at this. I don't ever think about death. It's alright if you do, it's fine. We gladiate, but I guess we're really fighting ourselves. Roughing up our minds so we're ready when the kill time comes. Wide awake in bed, words in my brain. Secretly you love this, do you even wanna go free? Let me in the ring, I'll show you what that big word means. You could try and take us, but with the gladiators, everyone a rager.
I recommend getting your heart trampled on to anyone.
Hey, this is DJ Freak at Oval Hour at radio.dominican.edu. I'm here with my guest, DJ Scout.
What up?
And her prospective student, Teresa.
Hey.
We just were talking about FDR, and we're about to do some trivia. The trivia is not directed toward FDR. It's all about any president. It can be about anything. And for each one, I'll do one at a time rather than you guys trying to fight over answering the right question.
Because I know the answer.
And I don't know about that.
That's true. You know a lot about presidents.
It's very true. Are you guys ready? I'll start with DJ Scout.
What up?
And hey, then hey there. I'll move over.
How's it going?
If DJ Scout can't answer correctly, even though I'm going to give them three answers to choose from the first time, then I'll turn it over to Teresa. Are you ready?
But that narrows it down, and she goes, whatever. Okay, go. Let's do it.
Just, well, you know that you narrowed it down, so don't That's feel bad true. About
she
it.
She got it right in the first place.
Ooh.
Ooh.
It's a little sassy. Feisty over there.
I'm ready for this. Do we get a prize?
You get a high five from me.
Oh, yes.
Best thing ever.
It's my favorite.
Okay, are you ready?
So ready.
Which president renamed the presidential weekend retreat camp David in honor of his grandson? Zachary Taylor, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Ruder Fort B. Hayes. Those are your three options.
Sorry, you made that like a weird pause. I wasn't sure.
I know.
I'm gonna go with my love, Zachary Taylor.
Wrong. I'm gonna move it over.
I tried. Wow, wow, wow.
I'm gonna go Eisenhower.
You were right. It is Eisenhower.
I tried.
You tried. You narrowed it down. She only had two options.
I know. I really did narrow it down for her.
You did.
I tried.
Okay.
I don't even get my high five. I mean,
Oh, hey, there's more questions.
Yeah, there's more. You have to answer more than one.
Okay.
That doesn't make you the queen.
You don't just win.
Exactly. Which
next one?
Are you ready?
Am I up?
No. We're going to start with her.
Sounds good.
We'll give her a chance, and then you can get the 50-50.
I'm still going to get it wrong.
Which president appeared in the movie A Turkey for President long before taking up residency at the White House?
Okay, you're kidding.
Oh, come on.
You might not know. FDR, Theodore Roosevelt, Ronald Reagan.
I'm going to go Reagan.
You're so mean. Okay. That's like, who didn't know that one?
I mean, that was a pretty easy question, but some people don't know that he was an actor before becoming a president.
It's like the only fact you need to know about the presidents is one of them was an actor before that.
I mean, some people, it doesn't click in their head. Sometimes it happens. Okay, are you ready?
Whatever.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do this.
You're smart, DJ Scout. Scout out talent. You must like feel the energy talent.
Student Showcase, Tuesdays from 3 to 4. Listen in.
At radio.dominican.edu.
Penguin Radio.
Woo!
All right, let's hear this next question.
Which president was so obsessed with the news that he held a transistor, I don't know why I can't say that word, radio to his ear whenever he walked and had three TV sets in his bedroom and office so he could watch the evening news on three networks at once.
Can I go with George Washington? He had TVs at his age, right?
I think so.
Yeah, all right,
sure.
All right. What are the options? Let's hear it.
JFK, Lyndon B. Johnson, Richard M. Nixon.
I'm going to go with Nixon.
Ooh, you think it's Nixon.
You think it was Nixon just because he's like sketchy.
He had those tape recordings.
Did you see his eyes? He always looks so creepy. Beady eyes.
I think 2015, they're going to come out with some more of his tapes.
That sounds really scary. I don't really want to see those. That sounds like that's going to be like a scary movie.
I mean, it's like audio tapes, so it's not like direct tapes.
They can make a scary movie out of that.
It's just like Paranormal Activity 6.
I want you to imagine.
Nixon.
This is Nixon. I'm going to take over Watergate.
Okay, now that we know it's not Nixon.
Not Nixon.
And it's definitely not in his auto tapes. What do you think it is?
Oh, jeez. Let's go LBJ.
LBJ! She got it right. I'm sorry.
Whatever. I don't even care that much.
Do you want me to start with you this time?
No.
Okay. Fine. Which was the only president elected unanimously? JFK, Abraham Lincoln, George Washington.
I'm going to go Washington.
Why do you keep giving her the easy questions?
She just happens to be, it's like a rotation. Like, she just happened to get that very easy question about George Washington. Maybe she tuned in last time when I was with.
That's true. She was probably listening last week, right? She probably knew about this show.
She tuned in at radio.dominican.edu.
Penguin Radio.
And was like, hey, I don't know who this girl is, but her show is pretty good. Oval Hour, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Like, whatever.
Self-promoting.
Shameless self-promotion.
Woo. Are you
gotta love yourself.
Are you ready for the next question?
Oh, let's hear it.
I'm pretty sure redemption hour right now.
All right, let's do this.
Which president was a geologist? Hubert Hoover, Abraham Lincoln, Calvin Coolidge.
Was it Hoover?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yes, because of the Hoover Dam, I assume. There was stuff. Yes. Oh, my God. I'm so happy right now.
Really
I have
good.
To thank my mom. She taught me everything I know.
Two. Oh, your time's running out.
All right.
Oh, my God. The Oscars.
Okay. That was our last trivia question on this side of the this side. Now we're going to move on to my next president, Harry Truman. Are you guys ready?
After this break?
Let me introduce Truman, and then we'll do a little break.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
So you can soak in the knowledge. Harry Truman was the 33rd president of the United States.
And wait, wouldn't that make him directly after Franklin Roosevelt?
Who knew that?
I didn't know that.
I thought maybe we should have a little, like...
Wouldn't that mean he wasn't really elected, and he was just took office because he was vice president?
I feel like you did a little research before my show. The more I really appreciate that.
And knowing is half the battle. G.I. Joe.
Under Truman, the Allies successfully concluded World War II, with Germany surrendering a few weeks after Truman assumed the presidency. Truman also approved the use of atomic weapons against Japan, intending to force Japan's surrender and spare American lives in a planned invasion. The U.S. United States dropped atomic bombs on Japanese cities Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The two bombs, which killed at least
129,000 people remain the only nuclear... Oh, this incident remains the only nuclear use in history.
Thank you. I got you. Right there. Later, Harry Truman worked closely with Congress to assist in the founding of the United Nations, issued the Truman Doctrine to contain communism, and passed the $13 billion Marshall Plan to rebuild Europe. I got that number that time.
Good for you.
Also, Truman recognized the State of Israel on May 14th, 1948, 11 minutes after it declared itself a nation. Just let that sink in. And we just talked about, we just let that, God, I'm talking and just mumbling and not saying anything.
We don't just, apologize.
I'm not going to apologize. We just talked about some Harry Truman. And after this break, we'll start with a couple facts and then we'll go in some trivia because I really enjoy doing some trivia with you guys and DJ Scout can get some, redemption.
Mm-hmm. We'll see about that.
This is Oval Hour with DJ Freak with my guest,
DJ Scout.
And Shressa.
At radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Oval Hour, DJ Freak, and my guest, DJ Scout and Tressa.
What up?
Hey!
Before the break, we introduced Harry Truman, and I know that DJ Scout has a hilarious story that she was telling me early about one of her friends.
Yeah, all right, I'll tell this quick story. It's hilarious. We had to write this essay when I was in high school. We had to take a president and talk about how they were seen as a hero and how they were seen as a villain. And one of my friends had chosen to write about FDR. And the only thing he had as a villainous act was dropping the bomb on Hiroshima. And no one had ever had the guts to tell him that it was Truman who had dropped the bomb. And so he turns this paper into the teacher. And oddly enough, the teacher did not even criticize him for this. The teacher did not penalize him or even tell him that it was incorrect. I was the one who told him, but apparently it was too late. And he didn't want to fix his paper because he couldn't think of any other bad thing that FDR potentially could have done. The more you know.
Woo, that's our fun fact. It's pretty fun.
Doodaloo.
Okay, DJ Scout, do you want to redeem yourself?
Let's do this. I know some trivia.
You want to go first, or do you want her to go first?
I'll go first. You know, if I get it wrong, then I don't feel as bad.
Okay, are you ready?
Let's do it.
Which president bathed his feet daily in ice-cold water, believing that this would prevent colds? Thomas Jefferson, James K. Polk, John Adams.
I'm going to go with John Adams.
No.
Was it Jefferson?
Yes.
I got it the second time. Whoa. Did I get that point?
half a point?
Maybe? No.
Okay, we'll let... Are you ready for the
question? She knows the answer. I just said it.
No, we're going to do the next question.
Yeah. Okay, cool. That's fine then. Whatever. I don't even care.
Which two presidents died on the same day, July 4th, 1826?
Oh, I know this one.
George Washington and John Adams. John Adams and Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson and John Quincy Adams.
I'm going to go John Adams and Thomas Jefferson.
I feel like it's your A push that's really kicking in. Like, I didn't take A push.
Maybe, I did take A push, and I don't know anything.
Maybe it's like, who had the better A push teacher?
I did not have a good A push teacher. Mine was like an acid trip that never fully recovered.
Mine had a Valley Girl accent. She sounded like this.
Maybe that's what you needed to remember, everything about them.
More sounded like that.
Are you ready? Maybe.
Next question. Let's do it.
Maybe you'll get this one right. Maybe.
Hey, there's a chance.
Which president was the first to be born an American citizen? Previous presidents began life as a British subjects. So who was the first to be born an American citizen? Are you ready? Let's Martin Van Buren. William Henry Harrison. Andrew Jackson.
Let's go with William Henry Harrison.
I'm sorry.
There had to be something interesting about him. That's why I guessed him, okay? He just died really early.
Do you want to answer that?
Andrew Jackson?
No, you're both wrong. It's Martin Van Buren.
Now I know.
Didn't he have killer sideburns? I heard it.
Yes, he did have awesome killer sideburns. True. Hey, do you know that song about the presidents in order?
Yeah.
Please don't sing it.
But don't. Sure?
Yeah. We have one more trivia question.
Okay, I'll sing it later.
We'll sing it.
We'll close out with it.
We'll close with it. Okay. You get to start first, Tressa.
I do. Yes. All right.
Which president was such a football star in college that two professional teams offered him contracts? JFK, General Ford, Bill Clinton.
Oh, God. I want to say Gerald Ford.
That's right. That's
what
right.
I was gonna guess.
Totally.
I mean, Bill Clinton has amazing sax skills, so
he's such a good sax player.
It doesn't even matter.
I hope you have recordings of him playing for your show on him.
I'm gonna have a show of Bill Clinton. It's gonna be really good, and it's not gonna be too much about Monica Lewinsky.
Mostly gonna be about his sax playing.
Yeah, I'll have a little clip of him playing. Maybe him saying a couple things like, I didn't have sexual relations with Monica Lewinsky.
That's it.
Is there any Hillary action in there?
Hillary is her own woman.
She's not a president yet. If she becomes a president and I'm still doing shows about presidents, which might be...
Hopefully not. That sounds kind of sad.
It sounds a little sad because I might run out of presidents if I do two every show.
True. And
you only have to do 10 shows, so what's that, 20 presidents?
Yeah, but how long is it going to take her to be president?
That's true. Probably not enough time.
Nah.
Maybe I'll come back, have a comeback when she becomes president, and just have one show about her. Just all about her.
I'd be down. I'd listen to that.
I would listen to that.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't know what I would say. I'd have to pick some stuff up and be like, Hillary, why don't you come to my show? I feel like she could do it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
She definitely would like that.
I don't see why not.
All right. What do you have next for us?
Alright. Do you want to sing your song?
I don't know if my song's going to take up the rest of the time you got here for Oval Hour.
I was going to do some more trivia.
We could do some more trivia.
Do you want to do more?
Well, we will actually fade out with my singing.
Ooh, that's pretty good. I like that. So, Redemption, DJ Scout.
Let's do it.
I have, these are the back of my head. I have a lot of facts.
Oh, you have more, you don't have any more prepared.
I have no, no. I have a ton, but I have a ton in my head that I want to say.
Oh, I'm
because
excited.
I feel like they're harder because the ones that are on paper are or online are probably ones that most people have heard.
Well, I didn't hear any of them. If it makes you feel better.
Okay.
Okay, continue. Come on. Ask me this question. I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What's, this is just a question. There's no multiple choice.
Oh, God.
You just have to figure it out.
I can do it.
I'll narrow it down so it's a little bit easier. What sport did Theodore Roosevelt play? He played multiple sports, but what track and field event did he participate in?
Was it that one where you throw the thing?
You mean javelin?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Do you want to guess?
I'll take a gander.
Track and field event that Theodore Roosevelt participated in. Track and field.
Field.
So you have to like think about, did he run? Or did he, you know, jump?
He didn't javelin. Wait, no, I meant the ball. The ball?
Oh, no.
Shot put?
Yeah.
No, that's
not. No, okay, I wasn't it either.
I was going to say discus.
No. You guys are really close on the field aspect of
it. Does that have to do with the big stick diploma?
DJ Scout, you got it.
Yes!
He pole vaulted.
Oh, duh, because of the big stick.
Oh, my God.
Boom. I didn't even think of that.
That's hilarious.
That's
how I'm going to remember that fact, and I'm going to bring it up to people all the time now.
It's his own big stick diplomacy.
Maybe if that's I become
so funny.
Either a pole vaulting coach.
That's so dumb.
Maybe I'll be.
I love it.
I'll be a pole vaulting coach and a history teacher, and
you
I'll
should
be
do
like,
that.
Do it.
FDR. No, TR. I'll do all of them. But TR, whenever I coach, and be a like, big stick, guys. You need to put the big stick. And jump. Diplomacy. Do you think that's a good teaching skill?
I think you should do that. You should just go run with it.
Run with it?
You can make a whole history class like that, couldn't you?
It'll keep people on track.
It's like
I'm on track.
Physical education while
this
learning.
Is your field.
It would keep you on, I want to say keep on track again. That's too many puns in one area. I can't stand
in
it.
In one era?
Ooh.
Let's just keep going.
So, we're about to wrap up the show. Tressa, how was this experience? I know you want to be a communications major, and you talked about how you came to Dominican and you saw it. How was being on the radio?
I'm more into writing, so I've always been like a writer. I've been always like afraid to be like, oh, I have to talk. Oh God, what am I going to sound like? But no, this is awesome. I use awesome a lot, but there's really no other way to describe this school.
Hey, she says pretty cool a lot anyway.
I say pretty cool a lot. I don't know how many times I said pretty cool today.
Like, this is rad.
Ooh, rad. Thank you.
Yes.
It's pretty rad.
Right on.
It's right on.
All right.
Besides being on the radio, which you've done, what else, if you were to come to Dominican, what else do you see yourself doing? Like, I do rec sports. There's a bunch of other clubs. Do you know anything that you would want, what else you'd want to be involved in?
Well, I met some kids here who were on the cross country team, and I ran cross country in high school. So I'm thinking of getting back into that. So, no, I feel like I could do anything here.
I told you, you can do anything here if you believe it. If you can dream it, you can do it.
If you believe it, you can achieve it. That's my saying.
I like it.
It's on one of my track and field shirts. So it's like kind of like a cross country.
True.
But easier.
Nah.
I can't do long distance.
I can't do long distance whatsoever. Maybe TR couldn't either. He had to do jumping events, obviously. So that's all the time we have for tonight's Oval Hour, where we pulled the Radstrack facts straight from the White House. Thank you, DJ Scout and Tressa, for being my guests today. It's an honor.
Hey, it was great having.
It was awesome
to be with you.
Tune in next time for Teddy Roosevelt.
One cool guy,
and William Taft. Wednesdays from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. at radio.dominican.edu. Ciao.
Have a good night.
Good night.